我们现在就请 Annie 姐妹来跟我们分享她的见证。
Right now, we're going to ask Sister Annie to share with us her testimony.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主圣名，我在这里做见证。
Five miracles.
五个不同的奇迹。
When my mom had me, after she had me, she went through a very difficult medical condition.
当我妈妈怀我的时候，她的身体状况非常的不适。
Yes, three days after I was born, she had some sort of blockage in her lungs.
那我生了之后的三天，在她的肺部里面有一些东西阻塞在那里。
Yes, so that was some, yes, because she was not able to breathe and she had some sort of pressure in her lung area, she died.
Who died?
My mom died.
那因为她那个阻塞造成她胸口非常的没有办法顺畅的呼吸，所以就因为这个原因她过世。
Yes, my mom has told me several times that when she was going through those, you know, last seconds of her life, the only thing that she remembered was that she asked God one thing.
那在她要呼上生命的最后几口气的时候，她跟我说，她只记得她问神一个问题。
And it was to give her one more chance so that she would be able to teach her children about him.
她跟神说，是不是愿意再给她一个机会，所以她可以教导她的孩童认识神。
To give her one more chance because she had not completed her duties as a mother.
再给她，是不是可以再给她一个机会，让她完成她作为母亲的责任。
And even though my mom had been concluded to be dead, couple minutes later she came back to life.
虽然我妈妈形象在生理上很像已经死了，但是几分钟之后她又活了过来。
And that's how my life story starts.
那也是因为这样子，我的故事也是从那边开始的。
Yes, my family, as you may know, we lived abroad for many years.
我的家庭可能很多人都知道，我们居住在国外许多年。
And my dad travels a lot.
那我父亲他常常的需要不同国家飞来飞去的。
So we often go to the airport to pick him up.
所以我们需要到机场常去接他。
And the airports in Central American countries are very simple airports that are usually outside of the city.
那在中南美洲机场是非那他们不是那么的复杂，非常的简单化。那通常都是在大城市之外的。
And usually the road to go to the airport, you need to go through mountains, and they're just very narrow roads. They're very simple roads. Sometimes they're just dirt roads.
那通往机场的那个路呢，通常非常简单，可能要经过一些山丘，非常的窄。
And there was one time, my mom was driving us three kids to go to the airport.
那有一次。我母亲带着我们三个人正要往机场的路上去。
And on one side you have the mountain, and on the other side it's a cliff.
所以一边就有那个山，那另外一边就是悬崖。
Yes. And suddenly, as my mom was driving, the car just started going out of control, and my mom tried to press on the brake.
那我妈妈一边开车，发现车子开始失控，所以她就急踩刹车。
However, that just didn't do anything.
那个刹车并没有任何的功效。
So the only thing that she could do is that she let go of the steering wheel, put her hands above us, and just said hallelujah.
所以她唯一能做的就是她控制那个方向盘，把手往我们身上一拨，然后一直喊着哈利路亚。
And at that moment, the car stopped.
就在那个时候，车子停了。
And that was the first time that I realized how powerful one word is.
那也是我第一次认识到哈利路亚这个字是多么的有力。
A couple years later, we moved to another country, and unfortunately, as we were living there, they started having a civil war.
几年之后我们搬到了移民到了另外一个国家，那我们在住在那里的时候，那个国家里面发生了内战。
Yes. And the guerrilla, the terrorists, they usually live outside in the country, but they had fought all the way into the capital.
那游击队呢，他们通常是在首都的外面，但是那一次的征战使游击队一直攻进了大都城市。
So for approximately a week's time, my mom and us three children, we stayed at home.
那有一个礼拜这么多久的时间，我妈妈和我们三个就待在家里面。
And my mom had put all the furniture against the doors, the windows.
我妈妈把家里所有的家具往门还有窗户那边靠。
And for those couple of days, we would just listen to the radio to see what's going on because we couldn't go out.
在那几天，我们唯一能做的就只有听收音机听听看外面现在的状况如何。
And at night, you could see the shining lights because it's helicopters that are above the city trying to look for terrorists. So you could see the shining lights on our backyard.
那到了晚上，你就会发现说有闪闪的灯，因为直升机他们就在上空一直想要寻找游击队的人。
And every night, my mom would dress us up in our PJs and also in bulletproof vests.
那每个晚上，我妈妈就会把我们穿上我们的睡衣，但是那个上面又加了防弹衣。
Because you never know if you know a random bullet, you know, came into the house, it could hit one of us.
因为你从来不会知道会不会外面有子弹打进来。
But during all this time, God protected us.
但是这个时候，神却常常看顾我们。
And all of the above things that I have just mentioned happened up to the age of 8. By 8 years old, all of these things have happened in my life.
那这我刚才所见证的这些事情，到我是在我八岁之前发生的。
And throughout all those things, I had realized how there was someone called God who would protect us.
在那个时间，我也认识到有一位叫神的可以保护我们。
Many years later, after I moved to Taiwan, I got very sick.
很多年以后，我一个人搬到了台湾。那在台湾的时候，我得到了重病。
I had bronchitis, which is just coughing a lot. And unfortunately, it was a combination of pollution and just not being very familiar with the environment.
那我得了肺炎，那原因是因为那边台湾的空气还有许多其他的原因。
And I was coughing to the point that I would start coughing up blood.
那我咳嗽咳得非常的严重，咳到连血都咳出来了。
And at that point, I had already gone through 4 or 5 doctors. Many people here from Taiwan, you know that when you go to doctors, they give you like a pack, and inside you have like 5 or 6 pills that you got to take at a time.
那我看过了许多的医生。那如果你在台湾看过病，你也知道，每次去看医生，他们都会给你一包的药。那每一包里面都会有4、5颗不同的颜色的药。
And it was up to that point when I started thinking about what my mom had taught me.
也就是到那个时候，我想起了我妈妈教我的。
I could spend all the money in the world to buy not all the money, but I could spend a lot of money buying medicine. I could be very disciplined to eat the pills at the appointed time.
我跟我自己说，我可以花尽很多钱去看医生，我甚至可以非常乖的、很准时的每一天吃药。
But I only needed one thing.
但是我其实只需要一样东西。
I just needed to ask God.
我只需要问神。
And these are some of the miracles in my life.
这就是我生命中不同的神迹。
For the last couple of years, I've been traveling a bit.
过去几年，前几年我在不同的国家。
And I was able to meet 4 people, whom I call them the 4 servants.
那我遇到了四个人，我觉得我会叫他们四个神的仆人。
The first one is a 20-year-old brother from Taiwan.
第一个是在台湾教会一个20岁的年轻人。
When he was born, he was born without a limb, so without like a hand or half a hand.
那他出生的时候，他只有一边，他只有他的手只有一半。
The first time I saw him, I was very humbled by his presence.
第一次我看到他的时候，我对于他的出现感到非常的他谦卑的出现让我很惊奇。
Because even though he did not have half of an arm, he was still trying to help. He was helping out at church, like washing the dishes.
虽然他他只有一只手可以用，但是就算这样子，他仍然帮助教会许多的圣工。他甚至还帮忙洗碗。
And he reminded me about how we need to serve with whatever we have.
那他提醒我说，不管我们拥有什么，我们就是以我们所拥有的来服侍神。
And the second servant is a 25-year-old sister from Argentina.
那我第二个我认识神的仆人，就是一个25岁从阿根廷的姐妹。
And this sister, she realized the need to learn Portuguese to be able to help out in Brazil.
那这个姐妹她知道说她需要学习葡萄牙文，为了要帮助当地的圣工。
And learning a new language is definitely not something. It's quite difficult.
学习一个新的语言的确不是一件容易的事情。
It requires a lot of effort and discipline and perseverance.
需要下很多的功夫，需要很有耐心，有毅力。
But because she knew that God needed that, so she set herself to do so.
但是因为她知道神需要这样子的工人，所以她训练自己成为这样子的工人。
Yes. And so she taught me that we should serve through preparation.
所以她教导我们，教导我说，我们需要装备自己，为了要来服侍神。
And the third servant is a 50-some-year-old sister from Chile.
那第三个我遇到的神的仆人就是一个57岁的老姐妹，从智利。
She had moved from Taiwan to Chile back in the 70s to do business.
她在70年代从台湾移民到了智利，为了生意的缘故。
And back then the economy was quite good, but last couple of years the economy has gone very bad.
当年他移民的时候，那时候的景气还不错，但是过去的这几年，那边的经济非常的不稳定。
And I had asked her why she, you know, with the amount of savings she had, she could easily go back to Taiwan and live a very comfortable life.
那我就问她，我说你已经也有存钱，其实以你这边的收入，还有你存的钱回台湾，其实你可以活得非常的舒适。
And she told me that even though that was true, however, God had given her the opportunity and the mission to live in Chile to help out with the work there.
她跟我说，虽然你讲的是真的，但是她相信神之所以领导她到智利去，是因为她有神有需要她在那边完成的使命。
And the moment that she had made that decision, somehow her company started doing very well again.
就当她决心要这么做的时候，她的公司生意又变好了。
And the fourth servant is my mom.
那第四个我所遇到的神的仆人是我自己的母亲。
One woman, three kids in a foreign land.
一个女人带着三个小孩在异地。
With all the challenges and the difficulties that she faced,
她所面临的所有的挑战还有困难。
She would make sure that we would remember that we always need to trust in God.
她仍然坚持要我们记住神的恩典。
And throughout the many years, the biggest inheritance she has given us is to introduce us to God.
在这么多年之后，她给我们最大的遗产就是她把神介绍给我们认识。
So after meeting all these people, I knew that serving God definitely needed to be a priority in my life.
在我遇到这些人之后，我认知到说，服侍神应该是我生命中的重要关键要件。
And when God asked me to do so, I gave him three excuses.
但是当神叫我这么做的时候，我却给他了三个理由。
And these three excuses were things that I felt that I had not completed in my life and therefore was unprepared and unprepared to start serving him.
那这三个理由也是我觉得我人生中想要做还没有做到的事情，所以我觉得我还没有准备好。
The first one was going to med school.
那第一样就是我想要去医学院。
When I was in college, I did start as pre-med. However, I was not able to complete it because of financial difficulties.
我在大学的时候呢，就已经开始我医学开始读关于医学院的课程，但是我没有办法完成，因为经济上的困难。
So years after I graduated, my family's financial status was better, and I had saved up some money, so I applied to med school and got in.
那几年之后，我经济我们的经济比较好了，那我也重新申请去读医学院，那时候我也被录取了。
And I thought that this was it. This is where my life is going to start.
那时候我就想说，就是这样子，我要开始我的梦想。
The thing that I had wished for since forever was already coming true.
我一直祈求，希望可以做到的，我终于可以开始去实现了。
And during those couple of months that I was going to school, I met a lady.
那就在我开始学校的那前几个月，我遇见了一位太太。
And we became good friends.
那我和她成为很好的朋友。
However, she was sick.
那她也生病了。
And the sickness that she had, it's not currently curable.
那这个太太她所得到的病，在目前在医疗上是没有医治的方法。
And it was then that I realized that even if I were to go through med school as fast as possible and get started with experiments to try to find a cure for her, I just might not make it on time.
那因为她是我很好的朋友，但是那时候我也知道，就算我在读得再快，我就算找到医治的方法，可能那时候都已经太慢了，我也没有方法。
There was nothing that I could offer her.
在那个时候，我什么都没有办法帮她。
I could only offer her God.
我只能给她，我只能介绍神给她。
She might live, she might die.
她可能会活，也有可能会死。
But if she were to pass away, at least she would be in heaven.
但是如果她在这个中间过世了，至少她可以进天国。
And that is when I realized that becoming a doctor was not something that I was to complete.
那时候我也发现，原来成为一个医生并不是我人生中的使命。
Because the reason that I originally wanted to become a doctor is because I hope that I could assist people in their needs.
我之所以想要成为医生，就是希望能帮助很多人。
However, I cannot do that.
但是我知道我能做的很有限。
Because regardless of what you did, at the end of the day, they would only need God.
因为不管我做了什么，到了最后，他们最需要的其实是神。
And my second request to him was that I wanted to be able to live with my dad.
那我跟神的第二个祈求就是我希望我可以和我父亲同住。
Because I thought that I had missed out in life.
因为我觉得我在生命中很像缺乏了一部分。
Because growing up, my dad was so busy working that I didn't really have a father figure.
那在成长的过程中，我父亲总是这么的忙，让我觉得我没有任何父亲的感觉。
And up to a certain point, I thought that was unfair from God to not let me have a dad.
那有时候我甚至觉得很不公平，神为什么让我没有这个父亲的感觉呢？
So now that I had grown up and I could pretty much do what I wanted, so I chose to go live with him, and I flew to South America to do so.
那现在我长大了，也比较独立了，所以我决定，我要飞去和我父亲同住，所以我就往中南美洲飞。
And my dad is a very wise man.
我父亲是一位很聪明的人。
He's very knowledgeable.
他很有知识。
And he's pretty funny too.
他也非常的幽默。
However, through my interactions with him,
但是就在我和他互动中间。
I realized that even though he was he's a very good man, but he doesn't have God in his life.
我发现虽然他什么样都很好，但是他就是在生命中没有神。
And that also taught me that is something that I need to continue to work upon.
这也同时教导我，这也是我需要继续努力的功课。
So as I was chasing the past, I realized that what had been given to me was what was best for me.
当我想要追逐过去我没有办法达成的愿望的时候，我才发现原来神给我的已经是最好的。
And my third request is that I want to travel all around the world.
那我跟神的第三个祈求就是我希望可以游遍全世界。
I wanted to see everything.
我想要看很多东西。
And up to a certain part, I did see a lot of things.
那其实在某一个程度我已经见识到了许多。
However, at the end of the day, when I went home, I realized that all these traveling would not satisfy me or fulfill me in the way that I thought it would.
但是当我做完这些事情之后，我才发现原来他们并不能真正的满足我。
And it was then that God asked me, okay, what else do you want?
就是在那个时候神问我说你还有什么需要做的吗
And I realized that No, that's it, that was everything
也是那个时候我知道没有了我该做的我觉得我都已经做了
So this is when I realized that I had two options
就在那时候我觉得我有两个选择
I had been waiting for life to start
我一直等待生命的开始
But life had already started
但是生命早已经开始了
I had two options, the option to believe God and serve Him, or the option to just bring in more excuses.
我有可以选择相信他来开始服侍神或者继续的找借口。
I thought that I wanted everything, but actually I only needed one thing.
我曾经以为我需要很多的东西但是后来我才发现我真正的需要只有一样。
And so I realized that there's only one choice.
就在那个时候，我才知道我其实只有一个选择。
And the choice is pretty much compacted in one word.
那这个选择又可以用一个字来形容。
Which is the word hallelujah.
就是 hallelujah.
It's the word that my mom used to be able to save us.
就是那个字，我妈妈来用它来救我们。
It's the word that many of us use whenever we're thanking God.
就是那个字，我们常常用来感谢神。
And it's also the word that we use whenever we need help.
也就是那个字，当我们需要求告神的时候，我们拿来用的。
And in this way, I realized that after running through the whole world,
那就是在游遍世界许多地方之后
，God was the only thing I needed.
神是我生命中唯一所需要的。
And because I realized that there's still some time,
那因为我知道我还有一些时间
I'll continue to testify about how I got married.
我现在要继续见证我是我的婚姻，
okay.
我结婚的过程。
Yes. I recently got married in April.
我在最近今年的四月刚刚结婚
to a brother Tony Kuo from Vancouver
从温哥华与温哥华教会 Tony Kuo 弟兄
and we got married in a relatively short period of time
我们在很短的时间从认识到结婚
around sometime last year I had commented to my sister how I would be willing to be introduced to brothers in church
那在去年的时候，我曾经跟我姐姐提过，说我愿意教会来帮我做介绍。
And so she sent my request and my information to a pastor in Canada.
那她就把我的资料就寄给加拿大的传道。
And a couple months passed by, and I thought, okay, well, maybe nothing's going on.
那过了几个月之后，我都没有听到什么消息，所以我想说，可能也没有什么进展。
But one day, I received an email from the pastor.
有一天，我从传道那边收到了一封 email.
And he asked me whether I would be willing to seriously consider a brother who had been admitted to the TTP program.
那他问我说，我是不是很愿意认真的考虑一位弟兄，但是这位弟兄他将会去神学院。
At that time, I still did not know who it was because that was pretty much it—a brother who had been admitted to TTP.
那时候我还不知道那个弟兄是谁，我只知道这个弟兄他要开始神学院的课程。
And I asked the pastor to give me a couple of days to consider.
那我就跟传道说，可不可以给我几天的时间，让我想想看。
And so for those couple of days, I prayed and asked God.
就在那几天，那我向神祷告。
To ask him whether, whether this was his will for me to marry this brother.
那我祷告神，求神， 让我知道是不是他的旨意，希望我嫁给这位弟兄。
And it's also during these couple of days that I started to think back on my life.
那也是在那几天，我开始回想我过去生命的这几年。
On all the things that I had mentioned to you a moment ago.
就在我刚才跟你们所见证的。
And I had my doubts and my fears and my concerns about this issue.
在这个过程中，我有我的怀疑，也有我的问题，也有我的考虑。
However, I came to the same conclusion that at the end of the day, what is important is whether you were saved or not.
但是我后来想一想说，到了生命的最后，真正重要的就是一个人是否能得救。
And through those couple of days, God would talk with me through sermons, through remembering sermons that I had heard in the past.
那 在那几天，神也与我用不同的方式跟我沟通，比如说会让我想起我曾经听过的一些道理。
Or through just hymns that we've sang before that would just come up in my mind and I would just start singing them.
或者用一些我曾经唱过的诗歌，用这种方法来使我想起，然后开始歌颂。
And I thought that if there was a brother who was willing to follow God,
那我就对自己，我想着说，如果有一位弟兄愿意跟随神
，then it would also be a brother whom I'd be willing to follow.
那这个弟兄也是我愿意跟随的弟兄。
And with that in mind, I told the pastor that okay.
所以就以这样子的想法，我就回答了传道，跟他说好，我愿意接受。
And the pastor told me that now was my turn to wait a couple of days because now he needed to bring me to talk about me with the brother to see whether he was willing to marry me.
那个传道就跟我说，好，那现在换你需要等几天，我要看看弟兄的回答是怎么样的。
And a lot of days went by.
许多天过去了。
And yes, but he said yes too.
那他也说好。
And so with that, we got married.
那就这样子，我们决定要结婚。
And of course, I don't have I have not been married for a very long period of time, so I know there's a lot of couples here that have married for many many years. So these are just some thoughts on you know the last couple of months.
虽然我结婚才短短的几个月，那在座有很多人的婚姻已经许多年了，但是我想要分享在过去这几个月我对于婚姻的想法。
Married life has definitely brought a different way of experiencing God too.
其实婚姻的生活让我用不同的层面去体会到神。
Because it is written how God is like the groom and the church is like the bride.
因为就如同圣经讲的，基督还有神的关系就如教会与
God is, I mean, Jesus Christ is a groom, and then the church is a bride.
就如同基督与教会的关系一般。
And now I can really experience what is written because you can just really experience how much God loves us, right? Because your husband loves you very much, so you also experience how God loves the church and you very much.
那就在这样子的关系，我也体会到圣经所讲的，就如同我丈夫很爱我一样，我也知道说，原来基督是如何的爱教会。
Yes, and so I'm very thankful to God for this.
所以我对于这段婚姻，我非常的感谢神。
Yes, all right. So my brief testimony ends here.
那我短短的见证在这里将结束。
May all the glory be unto our heavenly Father.
愿一切的荣耀归于我们天上的神。
Amen.
Amen.
Annie 如果当医生的话，应该会是一个很好的医生。
I think that if Sister Annie did become a doctor, she will be a very good medical doctor.
因为我们可以从他的见证里头，我们可以感觉得到他对很多事情的观察都非常的 非常的深入。
Because from her testimony, we know and we came to realize that she is a very detailed person and often very detailed in her observations.
那从她的见证里头呢，我们发现说她见证是很有条理，非常清，非常清清楚。
And from her testimony, we also see that she is very logical and she very well organizes her testimony.
那所以我想就用一些经节来做这个补充就好。
And so I think that I will only use a few Bible verses to summarize this testimony session.
好，我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
腓立比书四章第六节、第七节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
我想这是 Annie 的妈妈的，我们林姐妹的体验，那也是她从妈妈身上所 学到的。
I think this is, can summarize the experience of Annie's mother, and also summarizes her experience in which she saw how her mother experienced it.
在很多环境之下呢，我们真的，靠自己实在是无能为力。
It's true that often under many circumstances, we are quite powerless.
当我们向着神，向神 来求告，我们真的得到的是超过我们所想象的平安。
But when we're willing to call upon God, then we can receive unexpected peace.
这个妈妈求神，让她能够尽做妈妈的责任，来带大这些小孩，带小孩就近主耶稣。
Just like the mother called out to God and asked God to give her one more chance so she can fulfill her responsibility as a mother to bring up her children.
真的神垂听了林姐妹的祷告，让她把小孩都带得这么大，而且都在主耶稣里头。
And indeed it's true that God gave Sister Lynn a chance so she could bring up her kids.
同样是我们很多一样是从其他的地方这个离开自己的故乡。
And many of us, just like Sister Annie testified, we departed from our hometown to come here.
但是到不同的地方，常常会有不同的、不一样的遭遇跟经历。
And often when we arrive to a new place, we will encounter new challenges.
像 Annie 这种年纪，应该是没有经过什么这种战争危险的事情。
You would not think that a girl like Sister Annie at this age had ever experienced war.
但是她却经历了晚上睡觉的时候，妈妈还要替他们穿上这个防弹的衣服。
But she, like she testified, she even experienced that at such a young age, she needs to wear bulletproof clothes to sleep.
那所以我想，对在主耶稣基督里的平安，主耶稣的保守。他会比他同年纪很多的人会更有体会。
And therefore, she has a deeper understanding about the grace of God comparing to girls of her same age.
所以在他在台湾的时候，他遇到病痛的时候，他最后所想到的就是，其实就是依靠神。
Just like she testified in Taiwan when she was very ill, the last thing that she could think of is that the only thing she can rely on is God Himself.
所以我们其实做父母亲的不用怕儿女不听我们的话，我们要怕的是儿女的两个眼雪亮的两个眼睛都一直在看着我们，我们怎么讲话，我们怎么做事情，对待事情。
As parents, what we should be afraid of is not our children not listening to what we say, but should be often.In alarm that their bright eyes are looking at how we say things and how we act.
所以从 Annie 的见证里头，我想在信仰的这一个层面，她从妈妈身上得到很多的很正面的这种造就跟影响。
So from Sister Annie's testimony, we know that from her mother, she was much edified and she was much influenced.
所以林姐妹大概没有在场，我想她听了女儿的见证，她这么许多年的这些辛苦啊，我想她是会觉得很安慰的。
Sister Lin, she's not here today, but if she was here and she heard Sister Annie's testimony, I think she will feel very comforted and knowing that all her efforts had paid off.
我们做父母亲的通常都愿意在儿女身上来有很多很多的付出。
As parents, we often were willing to sacrifice a lot for our children.
那常常有人说，其实这个是最有价值的投资。
And many often say that this is actually the best investment that one can make.
但是事实上，做父母亲的应该不是用这种所谓投资的这种心态来看。
But I don't think as parents they really view this as just an investment.
但是我们也常常看到很多父母亲那么大的牺牲，但是那个应该有的回报不一定会有。
But we also see parents who did put much sacrifice, but in the end, they were not paid rightly.
但是在信仰上，我们在坐在儿女身上的那个绝对是会有满满的回报。
But in terms of our faith, the sacrifices that we're willing to put on and put in our children.Definitely will give you great rewards.
我一定会看到说，儿女在信仰这条道路上面，他们的这种建立起自己的信仰来。
As a parent, you will for sure see that how your children build themselves up on faith.
我们再来看箴言十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16.
箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9.
人心筹算自己的道路，唯有神指引他的脚步。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
我们这一位神真的是蛮有恩典，非常奇妙的神。
Our God is a God full of grace and full of blessings.
据我所认识的这个Annie 的先生哈，汤尼郭弟兄他一直很有心要来这个服侍神。
From my understanding of Annie's husband, Brother Tony, he is a young man who is very devoted, wanting to serve God.
一个服侍神的人，如果能够有一个也很愿意来敬畏神、服侍神的配偶，那是最好不过的。
Someone who is willing to serve God, if he has a spouse who is also very willing to serve God, that is the best match.
所以在我们还不知道的时候，神真的已经在带领我们的脚步。
Often without us knowing, God is already guiding our steps.
所以 Annie 所提到的他所遇见的四个人，他人生当中本来的这个三个目标其实都是神在为这对夫妇来做准备。
And just like Sister Annie testified, the four servants of God that she met and also her three goals already all under the guidance of God.
已经来准备他以后怎么跟先生一起来服侍神，服侍教会，服侍神，服侍人。
And also have prepared Sister Annie, to meet her spouse, and also to prepare how to serve in church.
真的在我们生活当中，我们周遭的人，每一个人都是我们可以造就我们可以学习到一些的教训。
In our life, whoever we come across and meet, often from them we can learn a lot and we can experience a lot.
将来在服事的道路上面，他们需要常常有这个使命，有这种使命感。
And on the road of servitude, often one needs a lot of mission responsibilities.
所以他遇到那个有残障 的弟兄，他在教会里头找机会来尽他的本分。
And just like the brother, the handicapped brother that Annie met, it's how he really tries to do all he can to serve in church.
就像我们最近查考哥林多后书第八章保罗所说的，是照着我们所有的，不是照我们所没有的，神这样来悦纳我们。
And just like 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we recent study, Paul said that we serve according to what we have, not according to what we don't have.
照我们所拥有的，我们来服侍神，来服侍人，我们就蒙悦纳。
And when we serve according to what we have, then that will find pleasant in God's eyes.
并不是很并不是传道者但是呢，他们的那种使命感我想也给 Annie 一个很大的启发他提到有两位姐妹，都是在在这个他提到两位姐妹，一个在学葡萄牙语一个在智利。
Sister Annie also testified about the other two sisters, one sister who was learning Portuguese and another sister who immigrated to Chile.
这些都不是传道人。
And though they are not pastors.
但是他们有那种服侍神、爱人的灵魂的那种心。
But they have a soul that is willing to love God and love man.
他们甚至可以牺牲自己更好的生活，为了是要在所在的地方来多带人来信主，来兼顾那里的信徒。
They're willing to sacrifice their comfort life in order to bring more people to Christ.
他的三个这个目标其实都是非常好的目标。
Annie's three goals were actually all very good goals.
这个当医生可以帮助很多的人。
To be a medical doctor, you can help many.
但是才一开始念，神就让他发现说，人是那么的有限。
But right from the start, God let her understand that humans are very limited.
如果说他真的一直念下去的话，是我们知道念医学院很辛苦，也要花很多的时间。
And if she continues with this course, we know that to be a medical doctor, you need to spend a lot of time and it's often a lot of labor as well.
但是一开始就让她遭遇到这个很好的朋友病痛，她发现她是那么的没有办法来帮助这个人。
But right from the start, she met this good friend who has an incurable disease and she understands that how helpless she can be.
在跟父亲相处的当中，她发现说，一个人生活当中如果没有神，那是多么大的一个缺少。
And in the time period that she lived with her father, she also came to understand that in one's life, if there's no God, there is always a lack.
当她走了很多的地方，她发现说，也只不过是这样子。
And when she traveled to many countries, she realized that all there is just this.
这个 Annie 她真的很勇敢你看她这个 也算是蛮娇小的她自己一个人这我听说过了这个到处去
Even though Annie is very petite, but she's very courageous. She often travels by herself.
那个智利那个姐妹知道说她到智利去接她。
The sister in Chile know that she is coming to visit, so she went to the airport to pick her up.
看到她这个姐妹，这个吓了一跳。
When she saw Annie, she was quite surprised.
她一个蛮娇小的带了一大堆的行李
A petite woman carrying many luggages.
经过这些经历呢，她有一个很重要的神要在她这么小的年纪就要给她的，就是 敬畏神，服侍神。
And at such a young age, God already gave her a mission, and that is to honor God and to serve God.
这个真的是神很大的恩典，有好多的人不晓得要到什么时候才会真正的去明白这个重要的事情。
And to her, this is an abundant grace. For many of us, we don't know how long or how long it took us to understand this.
我们请参考传道书十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
十三节，这些事都已听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
我们看到这是所罗门王，我们常常说这是所罗门王在年老的时候所写的传道书。
We often say that the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon at his old age.
到他年老的时候，他才能够做出这样的一个结论。
And at his young old age, this is the conclusion he made for his life.
所罗门王人生的结论就是，无论如何，我们要敬畏神。
The conclusion to Solomon's life is that no matter what happens, we should always honor our God.
所以他觉得说，在年老的时候才有这样的领悟啊，实在是太慢了。
And he also understand that to understand at such an old age, probably too late.
所以在十二章的第一节，他这么讲。
Therefore, in chapter 12, verse 1, King Solomon says,
你当趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你说我毫无喜乐的那些年日，未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Chapter 12, verse 1, Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them.
所罗门王是多么的希望别人不要再像他那样子。
How much does Solomon long that other people are not like him?
能够在年幼的时候就知道要好好的来敬畏神，来侍奉神。
That in our youth we understand and we know that we should only worship God and serve God.
那这个历史总是不断的在重复着。
However, history often repeats itself.
有多少的人会叹息着说有点太迟了。
Many will lament and regret how late it has come before they came to this understanding.
真的在很年幼年轻的时候就能够有这样的清楚的明白，这真的是神的恩惠，神的怜悯。
But to have such an understanding at such a young age, it is indeed the grace and blessing from God.
那当然，神的带领里头，神在我们每一个人的身上都有着他不同的目的。
God has different goals for each one and every one of us.
那这个Annie 姐妹跟他的先生同龄弟兄，他们都很年轻，那他们也都能够在神的带领感动之下，他们很清楚的明白他们应该做什么事。
And Sister Annie and also her husband Tony also they came to understand what is the mission that God has entrusted them.
我们在现实里头我们也可以这么讲。那他们要走的道路其实还很多，还很远。
In reality, we can say that the road ahead of them still very long, very far.
虽然他没有这么说那我以这个传道人这Tony将来也当传道我以这个学长就是说我们常常。在他念神学院 的这个过程里头在以后的岁月当中也常常纪念他们为他们代祷。
Even though she didn't say it herself, but as myself gone through this road and knowing the roads that ahead of them, I ask all of you to continue remembering them in your prayers.
因为这个献身 来做全世界服事的啊，实在是需要弟兄姐妹你们用祷告的手不断的来帮助来扶持。
Because the road of a full-time minister often needs the prayer from our brothers and sisters, and that is their support.
哦，不是只有那个立志以及清楚神的呼召，那一切就那么的顺利。
It is not only having that determination and have that zealous, then everything will be taken care of.
那甚至已经很清楚的知道神的呼召。
And even though it is clearly known that that's the calling of God.
一件事情能够完成，它不是只有单一的一两个原因。
For something to be complete is not due to only one or two reasons.
是很多的原因都配合起来才能够完成的一个事情。
There are many, many reasons combined together that can complete a mission.
所以弟兄姐妹为传道人的祷告是绝对的需要，绝对的有帮助。
So the prayers from our brothers and sisters for our pastors is a definite must and also very much in need.
当我说传道人的时候，就是包括了神学生。
When I say ministers or pastors, that also includes our theological students.
好，我们一起站起来唱诗九十首。
Let's start, stand up and sing hymn 90.
有时有座山边似乎要绝望，若把主的恩典从头数一数，必然将你内心安慰和欢呼。主的恩典样样都要数，主的恩典是我的知足。两个都要说，看这美丽的世界万恶发图，有时挂念世事如同挑重担，有时背着世界就这苦难干，若说主的恩典已不久为期，你能叫你心事的自己平安，Count your blessings and then one by one. Count your blessings, He will guide and all. Count your blessings, 两人都要数。Count your many blessings, He will uphold. When you look at others, with your lips in joy.但要神仙发面允许不落空，主说是的恩典必够你使用，并且会不散的却我别明白，看这恩典样样都要数，主的恩典都要记住，看这恩典样样都要数，必然将你的慈爱为何看透，有时遭遇危险无论是大小，不要记得此人可知大难受，在他恩赐之下何必能保护，一路扬帆一面之眼全点线， Count your blessings 人人不要说， Count your blessings 你我感恩转， Count your blessings 人人不要说， Count your blessings 你的安慰和欢呼。
请我们继续站立低头默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence while we remain standing.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Heavenly Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise you.
听了 Annie 的见证，我们实在也为她来感谢主耶稣，在她这年轻的人生里头，你这样子的来带领她。
After listening to Sister Annie's testimony, we really give thanksgiving to God for your guidance to her at such a young age.
我们也为她感谢您，因为在这样年轻的年纪里头，你已经很清楚的来向他以及他先生来显明了你在他们的生命当中的您给他们的目标跟目的。
And we also thank her, we also thank you for her that you have shown Brother Tony and her your guidance and the mission you have for them for their life.
无论我们的年纪是怎样，我们实在也需要有这样的。这样您这样的恩典跟指引。
No matter what is our age, we also need your guidance.
所以我们恳求您是给我们智慧，是给我们安静清醒的心。
So we ask you to give us the wisdom and also a tranquil heart.
从你所为我们安排生活当中我们的环境我们的遭遇，让我们能够清楚地明白你所要带领我们的脚步跟方向。
And from our environments and also the experience in our life, may we understand the direction that you are to guide us to.
我们也恳求您继续的赏赐给我们信心跟依靠您的心。
We also continue to ask you to give us faith and a heart that is able to rely upon you.
在我们明白了你所给我们的旨意之后，我们能够很勇敢的来去走在您的旨意的道路上。
And after understanding your will, we can courageously walk upon your will.
我们都领受了您极大的爱，我们都愿意用我们来荣耀你的名。
Because we all have received great love from you, therefore we are willing to glorify your name.
我们求主耶稣能够成全你对我们每一个人的愿望。
And we ask God to fulfill the goals that you have for each and every one of us.
我们都愿意谦卑地顺服在你的旨意里头。
And we're all willing to humbly obey under your guidance.
我们这样子的祷告，愿主耶稣您垂听成全。
We pray in this matter, may you listen to our prayers.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the glory and praise be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们休息到三点。我们有
，We'll have break till 3 o'clock, and we'll continue with